Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Metzia, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There is a klal when it comes to Dine Mominis. It's probably the most important klal, and that is Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Haraya. Let's say I stop you on the street, and I take you to Bezdin, and I say, Bezdin, see the shirt this person is wearing? You see his coat? It's my coat. Let him bring Edom to prove that it's his. Bezdin is going to say to me, it doesn't work that way. He doesn't have to bring Edom that it's his. He's wearing the sweater. He's wearing the shirt. If you say that's your shirt, you're the one that has to bring Edom. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi, olav haraya. We assume the one who has it is the one who owns it. Well, what if I say, I'm willing to swear that it's mine? And we're going to say, it doesn't help. A shvua doesn't help over here. You want to take something away that belongs to someone? Have to have Edom. Well, what happens if two people walk into Bezdin and they're both claiming that something is theirs? There's no Maitzei Mechaveri. It's not that one of them has it and the other one doesn't. For example, Shnayim Oichazin Betalis, two people come before us and both are holding on to a talis. When the Mishnah says talis, we're referring to a beged. Ze Oimer, one of them says, Ani Mitzasiya, I found it. I found it, I picked it up, and I was zeichen it. Only after I was holding it, this person came, and he tried to take it. He has no schus over here, it's all mine. The zeimer, and this person says, the other person says, Animitz is here. I'm the one that found it. I was zeichen it, and he came, and he tried to grab it from my hands, or he tried to hold on to it. Another possibility is, two people come into Bezen, zeimer, one of them says, Kulishli, it's all mine. I bought this talis from a store that sells begadim, from a man that sells it. Then along came someone else, and he's trying to take it. Now the Gemara explains we're talking about a case over here where the seller took money from both of them, but he wanted to only sell it to one of them. So you're going to ask, so why did he take money from both? Well, the answer is, he took money from one taka to sell it. He wanted to take it from him. The other one somehow pushed the money in. It was bal karcha, against his will. Or the way some say he took it, thinking he's going to return it right away. Whatever the case was, he only sold it to one of them. Both of them took the talis. Both are holding on to it. Each one telling is they're the one that bought it. So in both these cases, both in the case where two people come in holding on to a baguette and they say, we found it. Or rather, one says, I found it, and the other one says, I found it. And in this case, where each one says, I bought it. Suck the mission. Zayishav, he should swear, she'ein loyba, that he does not have in this talis pachas mechetzia, less than half. In other words, that for sure half is his. V'zayishav, and he should swear, she'ein loyba, that he does not have in the talis pachas mechetzia, less than half. And afterwards, v'yachloiku, they should divide the talis amongst them. In the case of where each one tain is that they bought it, so the seller has money from both of them, one he's going to hold on to, and the other kind of set of money, he'll give back to the two of them and they'll divide it. Now, how do you divide the talis itself? Do you take it and cut it in half? So if it's the type of baguette where if you would cut it in half, it wouldn't lose any of its value. You would just have two smaller begadim. That's what they would do. But if it's the type of baguette that if you cut it in half, it loses its value, then they would sell it and divide the money. Now, really, they shouldn't have to swear. After all, they're both holding on to it. You can't say over here, Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Haraya, because they're both holding on to it. But this Shvuah is a Takanas Chachamim. Chazal were scared that, you know, if we don't make a Shvuah, what happens if I'm walking down the street holding a talis and along comes someone and grabs it, and I'm grabbing it back, and he's grabbing it his way, and we run to Bezin, and then if he doesn't have to swear, that person can take away half, just like that. So therefore, the Chachamim were misaken, then it has to be divided with the Shvuah. The Gemara also explains, we're talking about a case where each one is holding on like to the edge of the talus, less than 3 finger widths. But if they were mamish holding on to the talus itself, then the chayre, each one gets until where they're holding on to. Why do we need 2 cases? One where each one tain is, I found it, and the other where each one tain is, I bought it. So the Gemara explains, if we only had the case where they found it, I would say, well, here's where Chazal said you have to have a shvur. Because people would be meir heter. I see Yankel's walking down the street. Hey, he found that talus. That's not fair. How come he found it? I wanted to find it. He didn't work for it. You know, I'll grab it and I'll say half is mine. After all, he didn't pay any money for it. but it's real gneva. If Yaakov found it first, it's his. But maybe when it comes to business or buying, people wouldn't do that. And if we just had the case of where each one tainus that it was sold to him, so maybe he'll be mayrehetta for a different reason. He'll say, well, he gave money and I'm giving money. What's the difference? Why should he get it more than me? So therefore, because there's a svara to say that someone may be less than honest and think that he's not doing something so wrong, that's why Chazal were mechayev shvua in both cases, and I wouldn't know one from another. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, as we continue over here in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Metziah. Same situation. Two people come in, each holding their part of the talus. But this time, Ze Omer, one of them says, Kula Shli, it's all mine. The Ze Omer, and the other one says, this person says, Ches Yishli, half is mine. So Reuven says the whole talus is mine. Shimon says, well, half the talus is really Reuven's, but the other half is mine. Zakta Mishnah, Omer Kula Shli, the one who says the whole talus is mine, Reuven, Yeshava, he should swear, She'en lo yibadar, he doesn't have in this talus pachas any less me shloisha chalakim. Why shloisha chalakim? Well, let's remember again what's happening over here. Reuven says the whole talus is mine. Shimon says only half of it is yours. So half the talus, there's nothing to talk about. We're not even arguing about this. On one half of the talus, even Shimon agrees it belongs to Reuven. The shaila is about the other half. If we're going to divide the other half, so how many chalakim does Reuven get? He gets the half, 1/2, which for sure is his, even according to Shimon, plus half of the other half of talus that is in dispute. That's the third chalik. Right? Imagine you take a box and divide it into four. 1/2, and then 1/2. So 1/2, that's half. That for sure belongs to Reuven. Even Shimon agrees. The argument is over the second row. So the top box will go to Reuven. The bottom box will go to Shimon of the second row. So again, Omer Kula Shli, the one who says it's all mine, that's Reuven. Yeshava, he should swear she'ein lo ba, that he doesn't have in this talus pachis mishloisha chalakim, less than three chalakim. On one side, the two boxes, everyone agrees, that's him. Because again, he says, the whole thing is mine. And Shimon says, yeah, half is yours. So one half is for sure his, plus half of the other half. So that's a total of three chalakim of the talus. The Omer Chetz Yishli, and the one who says that half the talus is mine, so he's only arguing about half the talus. So if we divide this talus into four boxes, we're going to take half the talus and say one box is Reuven, one box is Shimon. So Yeshava, we want Shimon to swear she'en leibah, that he doesn't have in this talus pachis mirvi, less than a quarter, meaning this one box, one out of the four boxes, half of the half. And after they swear, so Zeh, the one who said Kula Shli, and he swore that he doesn't have any less than Gimel Chalakim, Noitel Shloisha Chalakim, Mitaka takes the three Chalakim, one half plus half of the half. The Zeh, and this one that said, half is mine, and he swore that he doesn't have less than a quarter, Noitel Revi, takes a quarter, which is one box of the four boxes. Let me ask you something. It sounds to me like this Shimon over here is a big tzaddik. Hey, Reuven comes in, he says the whole thing is mine. Shimon could also say the whole thing is mine. And then he would get half, right? Each with three doesn't have less than half. Shimon is a tzaddik. Shimon doesn't seem to want to lie. He says, no. Half is Reuven's, but the other half is mine. So you see, Shimon is saying the truth. If Shimon wanted to lie, Shimon would say the whole thing is mine. Why are we making Shimon swear that he doesn't have less than a quarter? Know what the answer is? Because we're scared of some people who are making these cheshbonos, but they're really pranksters. Reuven and Shimon come in. Reuven says, it's all mine. Shimon says, let me say a good lie over here. If I say half is mine, I'll have to swear. You know what? I have a good idea. Oh, half I admit is his, but the other half is mine. And we're going to say, oh, Shimon, what a tzaddik. You don't even have to swear on half of the half on the quarter, because we see you're honest. How do I know Shimon is bedafka saying that only half is mine because he wants to be able to get away over here without having to swear? Then he can just go grab the next person's beged and he'll do the same trick in a different bezin, or some, maybe even the same bezin. That's why we can't have anyone take his chelik without a shvua that you own at least this amount. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. You have two people holding on to a talus. One says, I found it. The other one says, I found it. One says, it's all mine. The other says, it's all mine. Each one has to swear that he doesn't have less than a half. This is both in the case of where they claim, I found it. Or let's say, you have two people holding on to a talus and each one says, I'm the one that bought it. They both gave money to buy it. But the seller says, I only meant to take the money from one of them as a sale. The other one, I don't know, he like forced the money into me. So in both cases, okay, you each time it's all yours, we're going to divide it, but you both have to swear that you don't have less than half. And then we had the case in the Mishnah where Reuven comes in and says, it's all mine. And Shimon holding onto the talus says, half is mine. It's true the other half is his, but half is mine. So Reuven should swear he doesn't have less than three halakim. Again, we imagine you take this talus, divide it into four. Imagine it's like four boxes. One half belongs to Reuven because even Shimon admits it's his. The dispute is over the other half, the other two boxes. So Reuven swears, I don't have less than three halakim, half plus one more box. And Shimon has to swear, I don't have less than the one chelik. Reuven's going to take three halakim, and Shimon will take his one chelik.